News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I have an expert on the line with us this morning. I'm super happy to be welcoming Dee Dee Flaunlacker. She is the executive director for Manna Food Pantries. Hey, Dee Dee.
Hey, good morning, Meg.
It's so good to have you on the show. And we just saw each other on Friday. We had the big fill of Mayflower Drive for Manna Food Pantries. So I called her this morning. I said, please come on the show. I'm dying to find out how we did. Tell us a little bit about what happened on Friday.
Absolutely. So it was a, you know, fill the Mayflower, which has been going on for 18 years, is such an important food drive for us. And it was held this past Friday, as you said, out at the mall. And it's presented by Coastal Moving and Storage and benefiting Nana. And, of course, our amazing media sponsors who include naturally News Radio and Cat Country and WEAR. So all together, when we combine the food that we raised on Friday, plus the food that we also raised through Episcopal Day School, that's hard to say, and
yes,
Creative Learning Academy, who also did their own mini Fill the Mayflower. All together, over 40,000 healthy meals were raised by this community.
40,000?
Yeah,
so not 40,000 pounds, but 40,000 meals.
40,000 healthy meals. And that's really important because, you know, we really try to focus on having healthy food to give to people. And healthy food really isn't cake mixes. It's not brownies. I love brownies, but it's not, you know, that's not really healthy for me or anyone else.
Yeah, probably. You don't really want to live on those.
No, I think I could live on chocolate, but I probably couldn't. But you know, Meg, when you take into account, last year, Manna provided food to over 67,000 people in Sandia, in Santa Rosa County.
That's incredible.
Well,
hats off to you, Dee, and the entire team over there, because that really 60,000 people who would have otherwise been food insecure and hungry.
Right. And you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And so we have a lot of folks who in our community, and when I say our community, I always like to remind people, I'm talking about Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, because that's the two counties that we cover. We have a lot of people who are struggling, especially children and especially our senior citizens. So, you know, our elders are having a very hard time because food prices are going up, but unfortunately, you know, they can't go out and easily get a job. Many of them are probably past the point physically of being able perhaps to do a job. And so it's incumbent upon our community to help our elders and to help our children. And that is what this incredible community always does. And I'm just so grateful for that.
I have a note here, too, that of the 60,000 people that you helped last year, 60% were children.
Yes. So last year we distributed about 663,000 pounds of food altogether last year, and helped. I know that's a lot of food.
That's just incredible.
It's a lot of food.
And if someone hasn't been to the Manna Food Pantries, I had the opportunity. I was fortunate enough to be part of the Leadership Pensacola class last year, and we got a tour of the facility. It's massive. And the way that you have everything organized and how you sort through the foods and the donations, it's really incredible. So to have, when you put your mind around 663,000 pounds of food that you have processed and distributed, is remarkable.
Right. So that's, and thank you so much. And I appreciate you saying that. And I tell you, I wish I could take all the credit, but The truth is, one, we have an amazing team of people. Can you believe, Meg, that we only have 9 employees here at Manna?
No, I don't believe it. Because you'd need about 900 to process all that food. So I'm guessing you have a lot of volunteers.
We do, as a matter of fact. So that is, you know, that's the other incredible part about Manna. And that's how we're able to do what we do. It's because we have people who, of course, are giving their financial gifts. so that we can help our community. There are people who are giving food donations so we can help our community. And there are folks who are giving of their time so that they come in and volunteer, whether they're volunteering here at the warehouse or they're volunteering at special events, it all adds up. And so last year we had, I want to say, over 4,000 volunteers who gave time.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well,
it's
I know, and I know that some organizations come in as a group, as a whole. I think some Rotary clubs come in, and then of course we had our LEAP class. We were sorting cans of food from one box to the other as they were coming in. If someone did want to donate food during this holiday season, maybe someone's not familiar with your location and how to go about doing that. I mean, what do you do?
Absolutely. So first of all, I always encourage folks to visit our website at nanahelps.org. So nanahelps.org. And from there, you can actually fill out a form for volunteering. You can find out what our most needed items are. And you can also find out our location in case you forget what I'm about to say. So we're located at 3030 North East Street. So we're on East Street between Leonard and Tahar. And while we're also heading into the holiday, we actually have barrels that are sitting outside under shelter, and they also have a top on them. So if you wanted to drop by and donate non-perishable food items, you can put those in the barrel this weekend or over the holiday, and then we'll be checking those periodically throughout the weekend, bringing those into the warehouse. Now, you can also always make a financial gift. And so if you wanted to do that through our website, you can also, if you wanted to mail in a check, or you can stop by when staff will be back here starting Monday, and we're happy to help you navigate however you would like to give. And that's also very important. I oftentimes have people, Meg, who say, well, which would you rather have, food or money? And the answer is always, yes, because we have to have both.
There you go. Well, on that note, we're going to take a break here for a couple of minutes, and we'll be back in just a minute on Pep Talk, talking with Dee Dee Flaunlacher, who is Executive Director at Manna Food Pantries here at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a question for Dee, just text it in, and we'll find out some more about Manna Food Pantries at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this morning I have Dee Dee Flounlacker. She is the executive director at Manna Food Pantries. And we are celebrating the success of the big food drive that we had on Friday. And over 40,000 healthy meals were made available now to our community. So tell me a little bit, Dee Dee, about some of the things that you do at Manna Food Pantries, some of the services people may not know about.
Sure. And thank you so much for asking about that, Meg, because Manna does a lot of things. Actually, we provide food year-round to people in need. And I think that's something that's really important for us to talk about because, you know, around Thanksgiving, around Christmas, we're all thinking about food, right? And we're thinking about donating food. But really, food is needed year-round for people who are hungry. So what we've done is we have our main pantry here in Pensacola, but we also actually have 17 programs that we work with 25 different partners throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, trying to reach those folks maybe who don't have access to healthy food. And that's everything from our Tummy Bundles program with Boys and Girls Clubs of the Emerald Coast to our Healthy Seniors Food Program at Westminster Village, which is a low-income senior retirement area where we're providing food to seniors every month. We actually have a lot of different things going on here at Manna with a lot of different partners, and everybody from Volunteers of America, which they have a Pensacola Veterans Village here in Pensacola, and so we're helping by providing them food also every month. We also work with American Heart Association on a food as medicine program with local health care providers, as well as in partnership with American Heart, we work with Backpack Project USA, which is a local organization also, who's providing healthy food to kids on the weekend. So, you know, there's just a whole lot of folks in our community who need help, and we need them, and we don't know that they need the help, but they do. And so that's why it's important.
Dee, I was talking this morning with our friends at Rally Foundation. I had Jessica and Donna in to talk about what they do. And they're one of your partners as well, because they do bring food to families that their child is being treated for cancer in the hospital.
They do. And Rally is just such a great organization. And so what we try to do is with organizations, agencies that, again, are out there, you know, doing great work. They're doing case management. They're doing care management with patients in this case, but also with different people across the community with all our different partners. And so having healthy food to give to a client or to a patient is really important. And it's something that they can have in their toolkit to help lift that person up as they are trying to help them in all sorts of different areas.
It's really amazing, all the partnerships that you have. I don't know how you keep track of it all, quite frankly. So you really do an amazing job. And I know you've got a great team there and many, many volunteers. If somebody wanted to volunteer with Manna, what do they need to do? How can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So the very best thing to do is go to our website at Manna, M-A-N-N-A, helps, helps.org. And there's a drop-down menu on the very front page for volunteering and so or how to get involved. We also, Meg, have groups who come in. So if you're an individual and you want to get involved, that's a great way to do it. But also, if you are a group out there and you're looking for a team-building activity maybe for your office, then coming into the warehouse here and helping us sort food and check dates, et cetera, is a great way to kind of get out of your normal comfort zone, but also to do something that is very impactful and very worthwhile. And it only takes a couple of hours.
It was fun. I actually had fun when we did it. And one of the things that surprised me, too, is it might be worthwhile just to take a couple minutes, Dee, to go over sort of the do's and don'ts of donating food to Manna Food Pantries, because we've emphasized this morning about healthy meals. And so if you wouldn't mind sort of giving us the to-do and to-don't list, you don't accept perishables. Is that correct? Like you can't throw a thing of bananas in there. Or do you?
That's right. So
okay.
We don't. Right. No. So if you from the general public, we do not accept any perishable items, and that's just because of the safety of the food and making sure that we're handling it correctly and ensuring that the person who had it is handling correctly. However, the things that we really need that we do ask people to give are healthy items like oatmeal. Canned fruit in its own juice, because we have so many diabetics that we also provide food to, plus low calorie if it's in its own juice. We also need canned vegetables of all kinds, canned chicken, canned tuna, and of course the gold, the golden coin of peanut butter is always needed.
Everyone needs peanut butter.
Everybody needs peanut butter. And what we don't need, though, are things like cake mixes and brownie mixes and, you know, those kinds of things. So always think nutritional when you're making a donation to Nana.
And they do have those kind of meals that you can, I know one of the Hormel makes the meal. It's a whole meal, and it's not something you can just microwave, or you could actually eat it without microwaving if you had to. So those are good.
That's right. It's called a
Right,
yeah.
And then the other
Hormel
thing that,
complete meals.
The complete, thank you. That was the word I was looking for. Complete meals. But the other thing that what I was surprised to learn was that you do actually accept things. This is the time of year you're getting through Thanksgiving, and then you start cleaning out the pantry, and occasionally you find something that's got an expiration date on it, like vegetables will have that used by. Talk about that, because I was right. You do accept some of those, don't you?
We do. So so really what that best buy date on non-perishable items is put there by the manufacturer. It's not regulated by USDA. It's put there by the manufacturer. And there's nothing wrong with the food past its expiration date. So we do, and it depends, we take food for past, I think, 1 year, in some cases, maybe two. The only thing that will change the food is it may not be as tasty, but there's nothing wrong with it. So if you want to donate, your food, if you're cleaning out your pantry and it's healthy items, and again, it's going to be canned food mostly that we take past its best by date. We can take other items too that are dry goods, like spaghetti, rice, that kind of thing, but we prefer those being within date. So a lot of people waste food, and, we don't even know it. I didn't know that until I came to Nana that, gosh, that can of green beans is perfectly fine, even though it's 2 months past its best by date. And so please don't throw out that food, because it can be utilized.
That's great. We're talking this morning with Dee Flanlicker with Mana Food Pantries, and we're at Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back with more about Mana Food Pantries right after the break.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from 1 year to the next, and this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the latest announced ceasefire between Hezbollah, the Lebanese terrorist group on the north of Israel, and Israel. Big development. And who gets credit for it, Biden or Trump? Also spoke with Mayor D.C. Reeves and announced that there's a recycling plan coming next year, but we do know some of the details now. And spoke with former Commissioner Gene Valentino about his candidacy for Congress. You can catch all of these podcasts on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And my expert today is Dee Dee Flanlecker with Manna Food Pantries. We have a couple minutes left, Dee Dee. What would you like folks to know about Manna Food Pantries in the time we have left?
Absolutely. So thanks for asking, Meg, and thanks for this interview. I want folks to know that Manna is a local organization. We're not part of a national feeding organization. We're absolutely local. We do not have government funds to buy food or distribute food. So we don't receive money from government for that. And so that what that means is that we have to rely on the generosity of our community to make sure that we're able to feed the hungry. And, you know, that, and we saw this on Friday, and we see this every year and at food drives. People who give food to Manna, they may be folks who have received food from Manna before. They may be people who, you know, they want to share what they have because they know that there are lots of hungry folks in need. And so we really encourage everyone, please remember that Manna is providing food year-round to people in need. We're a local organization. And if you want to learn more about us, go to our website at mannahelps.org. We'd love to have you involved. And that's so important. We depend on this amazing community.
That is such a great summary of what you do. Dee, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. And just to kind of keep in mind, like you said, this is a year-round effort. We are on Thanksgiving Eve. People are probably listening and cooking right now and have their turkeys in the oven or getting ready, or at least the pies. And the thing is that that a lot of times we become very aware during the holidays. So we have lots of food drives, and everyone's hearts are all in the right place. But this is something, people are food insecure year-round. You spoke about seniors that are having trouble making ends meet. Last year, Manna helped 67,000 people throughout the year, and 60% of those were children. So there really is a need there. So as you're thinking about the holidays, you might want to think about doing a little stuffing stocker Santa gift, hint, 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 to Manna Food Pantries.
I love it.
If you're going to be cleaning out that pantry, definitely don't just throw your food away. There are people who could benefit from what is considered extra to you.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we're blessed because we have plenty of food. I do have plenty of food in my pantry. And then what's important is that we bless people year-round by making sure we have food for them to eat.
Thank you, Dee, from Manna Food Pantries and for all you do throughout the year. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the entire team over there. And thank you so much for all you do. We'll be back live tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day right here at Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel at 9 o'clock on News Radio 92.3.